This Shabbat, the Shabbat right before Purim, we read Parshat Amalek. We read about how Amalek came and wanted to destroy us for basically no reason at all. There was no reason. We weren't going through their land. They weren't the Egyptians. There was no reason. They just heard, oh, the Jews are coming, and they came to get us. And this is a mitzvah from the Torah that we have to read once a year, Parshat Amalek. We need to read this because it's part of our belief. It's part of our Jewish culture. It's as important as any of the holidays. Just to realize this, maybe it's coming to teach us about anti-Semitism in general, and since anti-Semitism is such a part of Jewish life, Jewish reality, that we have to read about it once a year to make sure we know that this is a constant reality. And even though society and civilization has progressed so much, in the area of anti-Semitism, we really haven't seen that as progress that much. Rav Moshe Feinstein says an interesting point on a more ethical way of understanding it. And that is, we need to read this once a year because we have to realize that every one of us are human and we are all capable of being Amalek. We shouldn't just think that other people are capable, those people are animals, those people are barbarians, those people are primitive, and that's why they act like that. But each one of us, every one of us is capable of getting to that level, to that low level of unwarranted killing, of the heinous crimes. And we've seen through civilization how civilizations that seem basically moral and ethical and good people have turned into the monsters, obviously Nazi Germany being the example. In the book, in the introduction to one of the Igrot Moshe, where there's an introduction about Rav Moshe Feinstein, he even writes, the authors write that Rav Moshe told them that after World War I, when Germany was defeating Russia, so the shtetls that the Jews lived in were now under German control, and life got much better for the Jews. The Germans were treating the Jews with respect. Respect that the Russians never treated the Jews. But then, look, just a few years later, and look how horrific it became. It's because these same nice people that treated the people with the Jews with respect, they changed. They reached that lowest level possible. So Rav Moshe says, even us, even Jews, we could potentially get to those levels. That's why the reason we don't is because of our education, our Torah, our commitment to goodness in Torah, because we have a constitution, we have a Torah that tells us what to be good, and we follow that, and therefore we should always stay good people and never get to the level of Amalek. Shabbat Shalom.